Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 233 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This one, I simply got a call, is there any good news? Man, what a week since Thanksgiving. It's like we've taken a beating. I don't even know where to start with this. So let's get right into it, right? And this is honestly, this is in no particular order because there is just a lot of bad news. So let's go with Thanksgiving Day, okay? Because, there was the fight at the Walmart in Lancaster, but there's always a fight at the Walmart. But more seriously, 21-year-old Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford of Alabama was shot. Now, you probably heard about this. There was a shooting in a mall in Alabama. A guy got shot. Unfortunately, a 12-year-old girl also got shot. And the police came in and they saw this black man with a gun and they killed him. And they said it was heroic effort by the officers to kill the assailant and blah, 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 blah. Until the next day when they actually found out the guy they killed wasn't the guy. It was a black guy with a gun. Now, he illegally owned the gun. Alabama, I'm not sure what the carry rules are, but apparently he was allowed to have the gun with him. And he may have even been the mythical good guy with a gun. We don't know, and we'll never know, because when the cops see a black guy with a gun, they kill him. So, it's tragic and it's a shame. And I certainly don't in any way blame the victim. But this is the truth. These laws, that whether they be self-defense, stand your ground, open carry, whatever you want to call it, these do not apply to black people. These do not apply to people of color. You can't have a gun in public, whether it be on display, concealed, whatever. If the cops see you with a gun, if they know you have a gun, you're going down. Okay, that's just the way it is. So it's tragic. Who knows? Maybe something will be done. I doubt it, but it could happen. But anyway, this is just starting the bad news. Cindy Hyde Smith won the Senate runoff in Mississippi. Now, and no shock here, the racist won. Overtly racist, from going to a segregation high school, which was designed to bypass Brown versus Board of Education, to saying that she would sit front row at a hanging, to saying that it's okay to stop black people from voting. I mean, she, and then finally bringing in Donald Trump for her rally. So she double, triple, and quadrupled down on her racism, and it worked. It got her elected in Mississippi. Any surprise there? Don't think so. News? Meh. Is it news a racist got elected in Mississippi? No. People got their hopes up, but it's Mississippi, and they came through as Mississippi. GM. GM's going to be cutting jobs over the next few years. 14,000 jobs and closing 4 plants in the United States and more plants worldwide. There are a number of reasons for this, none of which Donald Trump understands. It has to do with the tariffs and the price of steel going up. It has to do with retooling for electric cars and more modern car manufacture. And it has to do with cutting expenses, you know. So GM is doing what businesses are going to be doing. They say that other car companies are going to be doing this too. And, you know, once again, Trump doesn't understand the auto industry. Why don't you close the plants in China? Because, stupid, if they close the plants in China, they have to pay more to import their cars that they'd sell in China. That's why companies now build cars where they sell them, like the European car companies who build in the United States, because they sell them in the United States. And it would be very expensive to import them because somebody created some tariffs under a ridiculous trade. Well, oh, yeah, that would be you orange idiot. Hey, yeah, art of the deal. Doesn't understand business. Born on third, thinks he hit a triple. Anyway, it's a shame for the GM employees. It's a shame for all of the related industries. You know, that I was listening to John Fugel saying, who is great, by the way, he's on Insight Radio and his show is called Tell Me Everything, comes on in the mornings. But anyway, he was talking with someone from Detroit and they were talking about how when an auto plant closes, it's not just the auto workers that go out of work. It's the parts suppliers. It's the restaurants, the you know, all these related businesses around, you know, I don't know, car washes, whatever, that, you know, people use when these plants, I mean, these plants support towns. And when they thousands of people are out of work, that's thousands of people not spending money. So there's always a snowball effect. And it's a shame. Not sure I blame GM. What about the bailout? Take away the bailout money. The bailout saved the company. Had there been no bailout, there'd be no GM. All the plants would be closed. So that's the deal with that. I don't know what's going to happen, but car companies have to build cars in China because they're going to sell them in China. When's the last time you saw a new Buick rolling down the street? Buick sell in China. GM's going to stay in China. Moving on. Refugees at the border. They threw some rocks. We threw tear gas. A lot of people upset over it, firing tear gas at basically, you know, these are poor people who are trying to get asylum. Some of them got mad and threw rocks. Nobody got hurt by the rocks. It's not good, but it's also not good to tear gas children. We're the United States. We could come up with a better solution if we were trying to, but we're not. The orange idiot wants to use the military, wants to use force, wants to wave his little hands and his baby dick around and say, I'm tough. And as long as we have that mentality, you can't solve problems like this. So, was it 3,000 people are endangering our nation of 350 million? Because, you know, they could just ruin it. It's ridiculous. Again, we could do better. We could come up with some kind of arrangement, some kind of solution to find out which of these people truly deserves asylum and get it to them. And in the meantime, to work in cooperation with Mexico to house them on that side of the border and, you know, do a intelligent diplomatic solution. But what good is that for the ratings? So there's that. And speaking of the ratings, Sinclair Group, who, by the way, nobody's really watching. You know, Sinclair Group is Fox News cousin. Okay. It's a propaganda network for the right wing and Trump, but it's not officially a network. It's the largest holder of TV stations. I've talked about this before. They bought local stations all across the United States. They have somewhat syndicated group, et cetera, et cetera. But they will on occasion when they need to do some propaganda, they will send things out to their people that it's, what do they call it? A must-run segment. So their must-run segment had a staunch defense of the use of tear gas against migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Sinclair's chief political analyst, Boris Efshetin, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but a former Trump administration staffer. Okay, let's say that again. Their chief political analyst is a former Trump staffer. And he said that, you know, this is an invasion of our country. Where else have we heard that nonsense? Who else said that this is an invasion? Oh, yeah, that would be Trump right before the midterm elections. And it sort of worked. Hello, Mississippi. Anyway, nobody's talking about that. I think the Sinclair Group is very dangerous. I think what they're doing should be illegal, or at least should be called out. I'm sure Vice will tear them apart. It's the kind of thing Vice gets into. They may have already. I don't see Vice enough. I don't watch Vice enough to say that they haven't. But continuing on this theme, more bad news. So, my Mohammed Abdi Mohammed, a Somali immigrant, charged with 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon and a hate crime. What he did was he drove to a synagogue in L.A. He yelled anti-Semitic slurs at the people and he tried to run a couple of people down. That is assault with a deadly weapon. That's when you're using a car as a weapon. He was wrong. He's absolutely wrong. The anti-Semitism is disgusting. It's racism. And anti-Semitism is really growing worldwide with a lot of these white nationalists in Europe, et cetera, et cetera. What was interesting to me about this particular story, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's the reason I'm counting the paragraphs, 8, 9, 10. In the 11th paragraph, it says, the 32-year-old had been suffering from schizophrenia since at least 2015, according to medical records. So that's the third to last paragraph. They talked about the fact this guy's a schizophrenic. He's mentally ill. Now, let's imagine he had been a white man who went on a shooting spree. Well, then he's not a racist. He's only mentally ill. He's not a terrorist. He's only mentally ill, right? We've seen this over and over. The asshole in Kentucky who killed the 2 black people was trying to get into a black church, said to another person, white people don't shoot white people. He still hasn't been charged with a hate crime. And yet this guy is. Now, I'm not defending his anti-Semitism. But what I'm saying is justice. Justice. Just do it the same. You know, the biggest terrorists in the United States are white Christian males. It's been proven. It's been shown over and over again. Nobody's even come close to the number of mass shootings and killings and hate crimes, et cetera, committed by white Christian males. Why? Because it's never called that. It's, he had mental illness. Yeah. He was a lone gunman. He was a lone gunman suffering from mental illness. And let's send some thoughts and prayers. I stand corrected. There was a little bit of good news in the news. File this under don't mess with the wrong person. Portland, Oregon. Timothy Warren's driving his FedEx truck, doing his thing, doing his job. Somebody starts screaming and yelling at him. He's driving too fast, blah, blah, blah. Joseph Magnuson. So Warren stopped his truck. Said, what the fuck? What? Joseph Magnuson gets in his face, starts insulting him, yelling a bunch of racial shit, blah, 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 blah. Takes a swing at him. Swung at the wrong brother because Timothy Warren dropped him. Timothy punched him in the face. He fell. He later died from that punch. Turns out Magnuson was in bad shape. Alcoholic, blah, 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 blah. The kind of guy who probably shouldn't go starting fights, especially not with somebody who can knock your ass out. So the good thing is Timothy Warren will not be charged. It's definitely lucky it happened in Oregon. He's had this happen down in Mississippi, say. Would have been a different outcome. He won't be charged. He was defending himself, and this happened. He messed with the wrong guy who was defending himself. He threw a punch and knocked you out, and eventually the guy died from the punch. Is it good news that he died? No, I'm not saying that. Is it good news that a black man was actually allowed to defend himself? Yeah, that's a great, great piece of news. I don't even want to keep going with this, right? Because it's just bad. So let me look for some good. Michelle Wolf. Very funny lady who you will remember from the White House Correspondents' Dinner and Sarah Huckabee Sanders whining and blah, 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 blah. So Donald Trump tweeted, quote, so-called comedian Michelle Wolf bombed so badly last year at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that this year, for the first time in decades, they'll have an author instead of a comedian. Good first step and comeback of a dying evening and tradition. Maybe I will go. So, Michelle Wolf replied, I bet you'd been on my side if I had killed a journalist. Hashtag be best. Bam! Beautiful. So she called out Trump on his thing of protecting the Saudi Arabian, killed the journalist, and be best, which is Melania Trump's bullshit anti-bullying campaign. Two for one, she wins. A bunch of other comics came out in support of Michelle. Michelle is a bomb. She handled it well. She did a great job. Don't mess with comics. Don't mess with comics and don't swing on black FedEx drivers. Those are just two notes you might want to hang on to. It can be a little dangerous. Let me look for some other good news. Clippers are in first place. As insane as that sounds, it's absolutely true. Clips are doing good. Clips got on a roll. Got on a roll. Now, do I think it's going to last all season? Not really. Nah, Golden State will be back. Houston will be back. But right now, Clippers can say they're in first place. That's good news. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. The holidays. Yeah. Of course, in stupid news, we'll hear more about the war on Christmas. Perhaps Starbucks coffee cups will be the wrong color, or somebody will say happy holidays, which actually means I hate Jesus. See, you say happy holidays, but what they hear is I hate Jesus. That'll happen. Melania Trump. Good God. She decorated or supervised decoration in the White House. And the best editorial I've heard was, why don't we just hire professionals to do it? Yeah, it's a horrible job. There's some blood red trees. Who knows what the hell? Who knows what the hell she... If you don't give a shit, don't do the job. Just, hey, Melania, why don't you let it be best? Why don't you let the White House be best? Hey, enough. Michelle Obama's book is out. Good news. Hilarious YouTube video. Just Google, find Ellen DeGeneres and Michelle Obama. Ellen was at, they staged a book signing at a Costco with the two of them. Absolutely hilarious. See, there is a little good news. I'm finding a little. Personally, great news. This Monday, December 3rd, I am taping my next comedy one-hour special. We're going to do it at the Alex Theater in Glendale. If you're anywhere in the LA area, all you have to do is go online, theblacklistnyc.com/Alonzo, and get free tickets. I'm trying to fill it up. It's the Alex Theater in Glendale. Tickets are free. We'll see you there. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be in Denver at the Denver Improv. And that's November 30th and December 1st. December 7th, I'm doing Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at, wait for it, wait for it, wait, wait, let me tell you. Oh, that was a bad pun. Sorry about that. I'm doing it at Carnegie Hall, and I'm pretty excited about being on stage at Carnegie Hall, because what could be more epic than that? Would have loved to be there doing my own show. Would have loved to say I'm going to Carnegie Hall to tape my special, but I'm not. But I am going to be on the stage at Carnegie Hall, so that's pretty good. That's it. That's all I got. I look for some good news. It's Christmas season. There's something out there. I got to stop reading. I got to stop reading. Some more headlines. Just headlines. L.A. County Sheriff, sex crimes detective, charged with raping, tying up a girl in a case he was involved in. Yeah. What are you going to say? Some NASCAR driver down in Florida. He's going to jail for 11 years for trying to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Ivanka Trump used personal account for emails. We know about this. This is the same thing they were chanting to lock Hillary up for. But Ivanka did it. So you see, it's different. It's not the same because it's blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Somebody wrote in that they get upset when I say blah, 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 and et cetera, et cetera. The reason I do that in the podcast, it's an Ivanka Trump story. I'm not going to go through the lies. I'm not going to sit here and read lies to you. If you want to listen to lies, Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be glad to tell you lies. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the lies that they've come up with to explain why it's okay for Ivanka Trump to use a personal account for emails and a crime for Hillary Clinton. So that's why I say blah, blah, blah. It's easier than saying bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. That's a terrible way to close a podcast, but that's all I got. I love you guys for listening. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever. Yeah, I know. Festivus. Whatever you got. Enjoy it. It's the holiday season. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Don't watch the news. I don't know. I love you. Thank you. Good night.